from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
USA is kind of getting blowed out here by Serbia. 42-27 in the second quarter. We've got LeBron over 15 and a half points. He's stuck on three. He got blocked at the rim. I mean, never a good sign. Oh, it's a good pass by LeBron, though, to Steph Curry. Oh, no, it was Devin Booker. I was going to make Solana crazy. How many's got? How many's Booker got?
How many's he got? What'd you say?
We talked about betting him again.
How many's he got?
Rattle.
That's Tyreek's best friend. How many does he got?
How many does he have?
Booker, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Ron. Facilitating. They're not going to make it to the gold medal game.
They're going to make it.
We should live bet it. What's the live line?
Now we're talking.
Anyway, while I'm bringing on Josh Appel, check out what the live line is. Josh Appel, public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. And he does play-by-play for the NFL on Sports USA, which can be heard nationally. He's our fill-in host when one of us is out. You will hear his booming voice tonight if you're going to the Marlins game. What's the live bet? What's the live line?
It's still USA minus 5.5.
Oh, that's a good line.
Yes, it is.
If you liked it at 14.5 or 15.5, we live bet them?
Money line minus 250 to win right now, Team USA.
Nah, I'd lay the points. On a live bet them?
Minus 5.5 at 105, minus 105 right now.
Josh Appel, would you like to weigh in on the live bet here, USA-Serbia?
I mean, you said USA is not going to get to the next round, and I felt like you were never going to get to this interview. I mean, my God. Oh, sitting here forever. Hey, what's the live line? What's the live line? I mean, what are we doing here? You should bet the USA.
I mean, what are you? There's a lot of people trying to get into Lone Depot Park. You caught in traffic,
yeah,
are you?
I'm working the door tonight.
Damn it.
He's playing shortstop tonight.
I gotta take
Pennsylvania and can't bet.
Oh, where are you? You're in Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania. I'm at Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and can't make a damn bet.
Mm. You can't do DraftKings there?
Yeah, you can. You can do a different app other than Hard Rock.
Okay.
What's LeBron doing? Oh, look, what's LeBron doing?
It was fouled. He's good.
Yeah, but put up a shot if you're getting fouled. Come on. All right, thanks for joining us, Appel.
Great to be with you guys.
Hearing from you guys.
Anything in particular you're looking for? Let's say tomorrow night's game, Dolphins preseason game one. Anything? I mean, obviously you don't want injuries, but is there anything that you're looking for that you think could actually be answered in preseason game one?
I don't think we could find out a lot about the preseason, but I think I'd like to see the offensive line not be a sieve. I know they've struggled a bit in training camp so far, and I'm excited to see like what a guy like Chop Robinson looks like in game action.
Did you say a sieve?
A really good camp.
Did you say a sieve?
Yeah. Isn't that the right way to use that word?
No, it's a sieve.
Same difference.
No, it's not. It's spelled S-E-I. It's spelled where one might think it's pronounced that way, but it's a sieve. It's not a sieve.
Look, it's not like my job requires me to know words and how to use them correctly, so.
Put that on the podcast. Solana, headline, Josh Appel, hoping Dolphins offensive line doesn't look like a sieve. I'm sorry to interrupt. You were saying.
I mean, first you trashed me as an athlete yesterday without me being on to defend myself. Then you leave me on hold for 6.5 minutes today.
Yeah.
And now, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I might get as mad as Solana did at you a couple few weeks ago.
All right. He was mad. He was mad.
A sieve.
Sieve. No, go ahead. You don't want to see the offensive line be a sieve. What else?
No, I want to see Chop Robinson. I want to see what he looks like, and I want to just kind of get a better idea of what this Weber defense will be like. But again, it's going to be very vanilla. You're not going to see a lot. They're not going to have their full complement of obvious starters out there with them. So I'm just kind of interested to see what some of the new guys look like. I'm interested to see what the quarterbacks look like, too. I know you guys talked about that a lot yesterday, and very thankful that Mike McDaniel gave such a clear and concise answer when asked about that. So hopefully we get some answers as it pertains to that tomorrow as well.
You know what? I think it's funny because I think I'm on the wrong side of being the ex-player, but I don't know if the number one offense in the league, you know, yards per game, points per game wise, Tua being the number one quarterback, top three in every category. I don't know if I need to see if him and Tyreek have chemistry. I don't know if I need to see Jalen Waddle run down and maybe have a chance of hurting his ankle or something like that. I'm not a big fan now, which I was when I played because they brainwashed us. I don't know if I have to see these starters that I know can play at a high level. Do you want to see these guys?
I don't want to see them for like a significant amount of time, but I'd like to see them play a drive or two, but I don't know if that like in the grand scheme of things makes a difference when they're on the practice field every day going through training camp. But you know, you can't really simulate game reps. So I'd like to see them out there, but I largely agree with you. I think that's why you see a lot of players around the league not taking any snaps in the preseason because it's just not necessary anymore, and you don't want to have that risk of injury. Seen it too many times for games that aren't important, and only important for guys who are trying to make the team. And that's kind of why I like watching preseason, but I'm with you. I mean, there's no reason why we need to see two.
Solana, didn't you say Josh Allen is starting for Buffalo? He's going to play however many series?
Yeah, that's what I read this morning. Sean McDermott announced not just Josh Allen, most of the Bills starters will play a quarter or so, he said.
A bit of a try-hard.
But what about like Caleb Williams? He's going to start on Saturday. Does that make sense?
He's a puppy, Hawk. I'm with that.
Yeah, but some people, I mean, if you take a pick like that, you want to keep him in bubble wrap.
Yeah, but you still can't simulate game reps. So getting him out there and having him play a series or three isn't the worst thing in the world for him if you're going to throw him in as a week one starter.
LeBron just hit a three. I'm just saying, LeBron hit a three. They're down 12. Lines, was down to 3.5. Now it's 5.5. Yeah, just feed
just
LeBron.
Taking it at 15 or whatever it was.
Look at that. Oh, Embiid making them look silly. That was a strong move. Holy mackerel.
Hey, Josh, so it's just me or you right now.
This is what happens when I gamble during a show.
I wish.
This is what happened. Am I lying, though, Solana? That Embiid move was tough.
Yeah, that was big time, man. That's an MVP move right there.
I obviously don't have you guys on speakerphone around me because I'm a professional, but I wish that the few folks that are around me right now could hear what's happening and what I can hear as I sit here on this interview. I wish.
Yeah, sometimes it's not a smooth ride. You know, sometimes there's some bumps in the talk show, and it is what it is. I let me just bring up your athleticism here for a second. So, okay. Crowder, you didn't hear our conversation. Appel has been, I would say, very open about his lack of athleticism. Mm-hmm. His body looks like a D1 scholarship body.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Big dude. He knows sports, so he's got a sports mind, like a high IQ, but apparently he's not athletic, and Mike White confirmed that to Mike Cugno yesterday. Mike White told Mike Cugno that Josh Appel's the least athletic person he knows.
Man.
Why is that, Josh, do you think?
Well, first of all, he's an NFL athlete, so obviously I would hope that I am the worst athlete that he knows, considering he spends most of his time.
He didn't say you're the worst athlete that he knows. He said you're the least athletic person who he knows. He knows,
yeah,
you know,
okay, that's
nieces,
not an important distinction.
Nephews, grandmas, grandpas. He knows a lot of people, I'm sure.
Look, the most unathletic person is still athletic because he has to compare, at least in some ways, to people who are more athletic. I would say that I'm an all-or-nothing type of athlete. I'll have a flash here or there of a play that, you know, you might be really shocked that I'm able to make. And then I'll do something and have a moment that's equally as embarrassing. And that's where the judgment gets clouded. He might be referring to the fact that he once saw me trip in a ditch and break three fingers in front of a house years ago. That might be what he's referring to. And
just walking, you tripped in a ditch?
No. We were throwing the football around, and I went to go make a turn and fell in a ditch, tried to break my fall with my hand, and broke three fingers. It was a Nerf football. Hmm.
How long ago was this?
This was 2017 or 2018. I was an adult.
You were a grown man having a catch?
Wait
a second. I like playing
catch. It was very informal because we were with other people. We were getting ready to go somewhere, and we were killing time waiting for the rest of the group. And so we were just throwing the ball in front of the house. And I, you know, had to have surgery on my hand, three fingers. Very expensive game of catch. Yeah, you didn't know this?
No. I don't even really care. When's the last time you showed a flash? Because you said also that you show flashes. Now, when's the last time we've seen a flash?
Are we counting like a really good golf shot? Because I had a really good golf shot a week and a half ago the last time I played.
No, we are not. We are not counting really good golf shots.
Hmm.
Did you play high school football or college football, intramurals, club football, anything?
I played travel baseball up until high school. I played spring football for a year on JV. My freshman year of high school was the backup quarterback. Completed my only pass in our spring game and then retired. And then in college, I played intramural football, intramural softball, and was an intramural basketball referee. So you tell me.
I love that he says, I played travel baseball up until high school, instead of saying, I played travel baseball in middle school. You know what I mean? Because it sounds so worse if you go, oh, I played travel baseball, you know, in grade school and middle school. He goes, I played travel baseball up until high school.
Yeah, but my last season was in ninth grade. I mean, listen, and you should have seen me my junior or senior year of high school in the summer, little counselor versus counselor, camp versus camp soccer game. Diving, sprawling, save to my right to win the game for our camp. I mean, I go way back, my athletic prowess.
But he's...
No, I saw that on ESPN Top 10.
No, but he's very... He was very personable and popular. Were you or were you not the prom king or the homecoming king?
I was the prom king my senior year of high school.
And that was where? At Cypress Bay?
Cypress Bay.
I mean, that's a big school. Big prom king of the entire class. Was that the one? Was that one of those where they do a joke, where they vote a joke guy in, or did you actually earn that?
It might have been, but I still got the crown either way. So jokes on them, regardless.
LeBron with a man's move and the foul. Let's go. Yeah, what are you looking at, Bogdan? Sorry. What are we talking about?
Are you, though? Are you sorry? You're not.
He backed down Bogdan Bogdanovich, gave him a little dipsy-doo turnaround, and got the foul. 7 seconds left in the first half. Have they cut this to single digits, Solana?
They have not. They're down 14.
Did you say 13?
14, Hawk. Down 14. Make that 12 after LeBron's basket. Could be 11 after the free throw.
All right.
What did you guys have for lunch today?
I had a packet of salmon.
Hmm.
Crowder?
All you can eat salad and shrimp Frito miso from Olive Garden.
Oy vey. First of all, why do you answer all you can eat salad? Why don't you just say salad? Like, we don't care how much or how little you were able to have.
Because they give you all-you-can-eat salad at Olive Garden.
Yeah, we're aware.
And so I got the all-you-can-eat salad at Olive Garden.
So you went to Olive Garden for lunch?
Yeah, it's the only thing. I'm in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. This is the Hills Have Eyes out here. These people are their cousins and uncles and sisters at the same time. They have no options. It's Olive Garden or it was McDonald's. I would
Olive Garden. No Alfredo sauce for you at lunchtime?
No, I wanted to keep the phlegm down.
What'd you have for lunch, Appel? Hibachi?
No, I was going to ask Crowder if there was a good hibachi place he could have found instead. I had a nice chicken Caesar wrap for lunch today.
Mm, where'd you get that?
Just some place around my house. It's not like a chain or anything. Some local place.
Solana?
They don't do free advertising here.
Had a grilled chicken and chickpea mac and cheese.
I'm so lame.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hmm. Homemade?
You didn't enjoy that.
I did.
No chance.
Chickpea mac and cheese, double the protein of normal mac and cheese, and it happens to be delicious. We've done this on the air. And happens to be very, very good. It's what we're buying now.
Bonza,
right. It's what we're buying now.
Jimmy?
I'll pass on that.
On lunch?
What?
What? You'll pass on that?
Well, I didn't have lunch. I had breakfast.
Well, what'd you have for breakfast?
I had hard-boiled eggs.
Ooh, that's a terrible breakfast.
With a baguette.
You need a couple dollars, Jimbo?
I mean, where were you, in a holding cell? All right. Hey, have we covered everything?
Is your Venmo attached to your cell phone number?
Pal, we love you.
I love you guys.
I feel like we didn't cover enough football with him.
There's always next week.
All right.
Sleepers in the AFC, Appel.
Who's the biggest sieve?
The biggest sieves in the AFC.
The AFC. All right, see you, Appel. Have a good call tonight on the PA there. Who the Marlins got? The Reds?
The Reds. Final game of the series against the Reds.
All right. They got George Foster. Who else? Johnny Bench. Who else on the Reds team?
Barry Larkin.
And Barry Larkin. All right. See you, pal.
Bye, guys.
I enjoyed that. Jimmy passed on the question of what'd you have for lunch.
Jimmy, that's an easy one, Jimmy.
Hmm.
You on a diet?
Nah, me on a diet? Nah.
Did you hear the question, or did you not hear the question, so you just said, I'll pass?
I didn't hear the question.
That's what I think happened.
Okay. And I understood the question of if I had like my chickpea mac and cheese. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think he thought we were asking, like, do you eat chickpea mac and cheese? And I think he was saying, I'll pass on that.
Jimmy does not listen to this show. I don't know if you
does
guys have noticed.
Does not listen to the show. I find it amazing. Like, literally does not listen to the show.
He's on camera the whole time. Like, he's here.
Yeah. No, I watch him not listening to the show.
Jimmy, you know we can see you.
Really?
Hey, look. Jimmy, look.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.